Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Besides being interested in chess, I'm also a very keen Tai Chi practitioner. So one of the key principles for maximum effect is to move your hands slightly to the opposite direction before moving your hands to the direction that you're supposed to be moving to. So that gives you more force and impact versus going straight for the supposed direction. Now, I can link this up with finance about bond yields. So earlier this year, there was increasing expectations of Fed rate cuts compared to the end of last year. However, this rate cut expectations has since been powering back, both in terms of size and in terms of timing. So for fixed income investors, this has been causing force, or volatility rather, to their portfolio. So how should investors be positioning themselves? Well, the stronger than expected US economic data releases was the reason for this move in the yields. Expectations for a higher for longer Fed funds rate, increases in Treasury's supply, and QT prospects are likely to keep yields within a range in the near term. However, we believe the direction of monetary policy remains intact and will be key for DMIG government bond yields to break lower, as we continue to expect the Fed and the ECB to pivot before the end of June. So we continue to view any short-term rise in bond yields as creating an attractive entry point to add exposure to DMIG government bonds. Now, investors who have been wrong-footed by investing in bonds this year so far may have been somewhat shaken and may be attracted to the security of cash. But we do see this as a buying opportunity or adding opportunity for bonds. Now, we are underway in cash. Cash yields are optically attractive. However, holding too much cash in a portfolio raises reinvestment risk, i.e. investment return declines as investors fail to reinvest the proceeds once the cash deposits mature at a yield comparable to the current return. So I believe this risk is likely to rise as we edge closer to the start of central bank rate cuts. Now, bonds carry higher credit risk than cash, but for total return investors, the longer maturity over cash offers better opportunity to manage reinvestment risk by looking in today's yields into future years. Now, in addition, our expectation for lower DM bond yields towards the end of the year leads us to believe that bond investments offer the prospect of capital gains. So do not be shaken by the performance of bonds so far. Use this opportunity to add to bonds. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.